barbed wire. Setting: at a barbed wire fence on a ranch. A teenage son stands facing his middle-aged dad. They both wear Western garb of cowboy hats, neckerchiefs, blue jeans, etc. They have barbed wire, pliers, and leather gloves with them. The hot summer sun beats down upon a middle-aged man and his son as they mend a barbed wire fence on the Texas range. They have ridden horseback all day, across gullies, down both loose soil and bare rock bluffs, sometimes sliding, sometimes falling, along the links of fence that seem to stretch to the horizon. Here, after 6 hours of constant searching, they have found their first break. Two strands have been winched from the poles, leaving only the lowest intact. They look around. Not a steer is in sight. The son remarks under his breath, "Couldn't this have waited for another day?" It's Saturday, and the son wished to go to the swimming hole with his friends. It is so hot, and the break so minor, hardly could have a steer found the gap, much less escaped through it. His father looks at the gap and the sweat pouring from his son's face. With grim determination, the two begin the repair, when Dad stops and offers the boy the canteen. "Boy," says the dad, "I know how you feel. I know you don't want to be here in this nearly godforsaken country. It's hot, dusty, and your muscles ache. But this fence, it's more than just a boundary. It's what brought our family here. It's what kept our family together. And the story began over 40 years ago. Your Uncle Shang, as everyone called him, came to Texas before the Civil War. He was adventurous and risk-taking. When he came to Texas, he found endless plains of tall grasses where cattle grazed aimlessly. He saw that as an opportunity to make some money, doing what he loved best, being outside, working with animals, and staying away from people. He didn't know how many acres of land his brand ranged over, but to him, it didn't matter. He was a free ranger. He would tell you that water and trees were scarce then, just as they are now. So free ranging was the only way to go. It was hard work. He guarded his animals against wildlife, fire, and drought. He didn't have anything but a small cabin to call home, and he rarely spent more than two nights in a row there. He went into town only to buy supplies. I followed him 10 years later, after marrying Ma. I didn't want to be a free ranger, never at home. I loved your Ma, and I wanted to build a house, start a family, and settle down with her. The free ranger's herds grazed on my land frequently. Their cows interbred with my cattle, and oftentimes they would claim the calves as their own. It was hard going those years. I had no way to keep others' cattle off my land. The ranchers didn't like me because I wasn't one of them. I was just a small-time farmer. I had sheep, wheat fields, and corn fields too. Your Ma kept a kitchen garden every year, but cows would come eat her vegetables, robbing us of the nutritious food we desired for you and your sister. I've been in shouting matches and shooting matches with those guys over the right to keep that stream east of here as part of our farm. The ranchers wanted to prevent me from using its precious water. Without it, the farm would go bust. That's what they really wanted, for us to buckle under and give up. But we stuck it out. Then one day, I was in town buying some seed when Shang rode in. I hadn't expected to see him, so it was a pleasant surprise. As I was telling him about how I was almost ready to head back east and try to find a job in the city. A stranger rode up. He asked if we were cattlemen, and of course we said yes. He introduced himself as Henry Sanborn from Illinois. Then he proceeded to tell us that he and his partner, Joseph Glidden, had come to promote their latest invention, barbed wire. He said that the scarcity of wood around these parts for fence posts, it was the only solution to fencing the western plains. By twisting, knotting, and shaping it, they came up with a sturdy wire that discouraged physical contact of humans and animals alike. However, as the two men were outsiders, they were mistrusted. Uncle Shang didn't understand why he would want to fence in his cattle, but Mr. Sanborn explained that it's not to keep the cattle in, it's to keep the cattle out. Out of a neighbor's wheat field, for example, or a vegetable garden. Surely anyone can see common sense in that. Well, that's all it took. You see, your Uncle Shang was famous in these parts, known for his common sense, willingness to help anyone, and hard work. Old Shang jumped on that bandwagon. Mostly, I think he did it to help me out, for which I'm ever grateful. As for his part, he started purchasing the lands he just formerly used. He converted from a free grassman to a landowner and builder of fences. Others followed his example, seeing the benefit of keeping their herds separate from the others, ensuring the security of their own property. The two men that came up with that idea bought 3 million acres in the panhandle. They spent $39,000 to fence it all off. And then they bought 1,500 head of cattle and put them out to pasture. That was an unheard-of amount of money at that time, but they're millionaires now. Their gamble paid off, and that's for sure. Uncle Shang never regretted his decision. When he died last year, he was pretty well off, too. He was able to see you and your sister growing up. I'll bet you don't know how much joy the two of you were to him. He loved every minute he ever spent with you. He wouldn't have been around to do that if he weren't for barbed wire fence. He would have always been in the saddle, clear to the end. Barbed wire made his life more comfortable. He spent more nights indoors and fewer days out in the harsh elements of both winter and summer. I would even say that barbed wire lengthened his life. Barbed wire saved our farm, too. I really was ready to give up that day. Instead, I was able to fence in our property, including the stream, so that others knew what was ours and what wasn't. If that Mr. Sanborn hadn't come along on that day, you may have grown up a city kid, never knowing fresh air or the joys of a day's hard work that you could take pride in. That, my son, is why we come out here to mend this fence. It's not about the cows. It's not about the farm. It's about the thing that really matters, like family. As Dad finished the narration, his son twists the wire, splicing the final strand into the broken area with strong new wire. He says, "Dad, family is more precious than swimming. I think I understand." His boy is quickly becoming a man, and Dad sees his son with renewed pride. Historical notes and teaching tips. Password 6. Vast expanses of short grass, open prairie of the American West had beckoned the wild adventurer for many years. Many decades of the early 19th century. Most were trappers, a few were traders, but excepting the Native American Indians, the vast stretches of open range remained void of human existence. The land seemed barren and lacked sufficient water for trading or traditional farming, necessitating the establishment of huge ranches where cattle and sheep were allowed free range during much of the year. As the American Civil War stopped the exportation of much of the Western cattle business, A surplus of unclaimed cattle roamed the dry expanses of the southern and western Texas. Following the war, demand for meat in the expanding eastern cities produced a market for the excess cattle. A roundup by the infamous cowboy of these so-called maverick cattle provided a tolerable living from an otherwise seemingly useless stretch of land. Driving the cattle along the Chisholm and similar cattle trails to the railheads in Kansas and Nebraska allowed ranchers to prosper. Manifest Destiny, though, exerted pressure on the open range following the war. Homesteaders filed claims and established farms that the wild cattle began to infringe upon. Little could be done to protect the small farmers until the invention of a practical wire fence. Thus enters barbed wire, the simple invention that would tame the Wild West. Inspired by the miles and miles of barbed wire fences I have seen on my numerous trips west, barbed wire explains how this new invention allowed for a settling of a wild, uncompromising place called West Texas. Key terms. Free ranging is the process of allowing cattle to roam without fencing in the great, vast, sparsely occupied areas of the Southwest. Cattle were annually rounded up, unmarked steers were branded, and many driven to the railheads northward. Henry Sanborn encouraged the use of barbed wire for closed land ranching by West Texans farmers and ranchers. Joseph Glidden, a native of New Hampshire and a farmer in Illinois, developed barbed wire in 1874 and formed the Barbed Wire Fence Company of DeKalb, Illinois, to manufacture and distribute this often called devil's rope. Password 96.